In the spring of 1974, I went to lunch with the first of my friends to marry and have a child. After we'd cleared the table, my friend R rose from the table and walked over to the record cabinet to select some music. So vivid is my memory of this act that I can see the LP being tweaked from a crowded shelf, extracted from its glossy sleeve, and placed in shiny blackness to revolve at 33.33 revolutions a minute. My friend took the pickup arm and lowered it onto the record. Then, instead of joining me on the couch to listen, he stood in front of the player, his back to me, and raised his arms. As a 7-octave A sounded out, R began to conduct Mahler's first symphony. Neither he nor I knew how to conduct. We loved music, that's all there was to it. But some impulse in Mahler provoked my friend, a proud new father, to risk making an ass of himself by waving his hands at a robotic machine. The memory sticks in my mind, not for any embarrassment or rancor, we're still friends all these years later, but for the realization that dawned on me surreptitiously and with gathering force that this music was written as a manifesto for a new breed of conductors. Where Beethoven enlarged the orchestra to the point where someone had to direct from a rostrum, and Wagner left time beating to assistants, no one before Mahler had treated the conductor as anything other than an extension of the composer's arm. Mahler, in his first symphony, freed the conductor from the creator's will. Where Beethoven and Brahms wrote metronome speeds in their scores, Mahler called the tick-tock device inadequate, practically worthless, and left the measurement of time to the maestro. He was delighted when friends with stopwatches pointed out that a passage could take 5 minutes longer from one night to the next when he conducted. "It's all a matter of feeling," he would tell musicians. "Watching my friend flex his biceps to the harmonic A's of Mahler's first symphony, it dawned on me that this work was a portal to a new way of interpreting music, as radical in its potential as Einstein's theory of flexible time. Mahler, in his multiple meanings, makes conductors of us all."